This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What, Brett Gill, am I doing here in the studio today? Well, napping while I'm standing up. This is one of those days where it's night, it's day, I can't tell the difference. I had a great trip to Columbus, Ohio, in case you didn't notice. I hope all y'all watched the show, those of you do on YouTube, or listened, wherever you are. It was one of those shows where I just kind of held on for dear life and hoped it went well, and I had a great group or gaggle of guests that were with me from CV Sciences booth that it made it smooth and nice and interesting, and that was great to get someone special from Organics on as well. And, Superdome, apparently you said we came through it okay.
Yeah, everything came out great, I thought.
Well,
A gaggle of guests.
How often do you get to say a gaggle of guests? Because that doesn't happen every day.
A gaggle of guests.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? I thought so. I mean, unlike tonight where we don't have a gaggle of guests, it's me and you and Dr. Rasha Bitar overall for tonight. And, of course, we got our humble and lovable board op there at GCN. If he stays away, because he says he's tired, you're tired. Let me tell you about my night. Okay?
Here we go.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this on the air, or it was off the air on the commercial break. As we were troubleshooting to do the live broadcast from Maho in Columbus, Ohio, I get this text from Southwest. Your flight home has been canceled. Really? This is what I need right now? And so I'm trying to troubleshoot and then call back and say, hey, can you help me get home? And they said, yeah, well, we can fly you through Chicago, get you home after midnight. Like, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, I'd rather be home than not. So we get over to Chicago last night, and evidently there were storms in Central Florida throughout the day, kept going. A lot of flights were canceled. But finally we get out, and we're supposed to arrive like at 1:30, maybe 2 in the morning. And I'm thinking, okay, I just hope there's like a Lyft driver that's still working that late at night. You know, 45-minute ride back home. All right, we're on the way home. I'm exhausted. About 30 minutes out from when we were supposed to be landing. Bad news, folks. Pilot comes on. You don't want to hear that. Bad news, folks. I think this guy's bedside manner, I mean, he didn't sound alarmed, so I wasn't alarmed. But it's like, first thing you think when the pilot says bad news, you don't want to know what's next, right? But the bad news was, they're not letting us land in Orlando. You got to go to Tampa. So, middle of the night, land in a city that's 120 miles away instead of 40. And I'm like, they'll bus you to Orlando. And then I got to get... No, I don't think so. So, I took the longest Lyft of my life last night. And I have to say, shout out to the guy from Vietnam who took me. Really, he's from Vietnam. He's been here 28 years. And I tell you what, I felt comfortable to try and nap in that car, got home safely, and I just gave him the best ratings ever. I mean, he didn't know where he was going when he got in the car. And he's like, he didn't make me get out of the car when he realized, you mean I'm traveling 120 miles? Yeah. Thank you for that. Anyway, made it home at like 5 in the morning and got a few hours of sleep. That's why I say, I'm tired! But I'm pumped up because the show is on, so we're going to make it, Super Don. We're going to make it.
Looks like we made it. Yes.
Well, that's the after the fact. We can sing that together.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Right. But anyway, I'm
so
grateful
Lyft.
To be home.
You took a Lyft ride.
Yeah.
So Lyft is like Uber, right?
Yes, correct. Yes. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, you made that guy's day.
He probably doesn't
get too many of those.
Although his wife called him, they were speaking in Vietnamese during the night. Where are you? Yeah, he says, well, you'll never. And I could tell what he was saying. It was in Vietnamese, and I don't speak Vietnamese. But you could tell he was saying, I'm sorry, honey, but I got this amazing ride, and I'm like halfway across the state, and I'll be home later. You know, because she was sleepy. It was just very funny. You know when somebody's sleepy, no matter what language they're talking. You know, she could tell she just rolled over, woke up, and said, where's my honey? And it was like. But anyway, nice, very nice man. I gave him the best rating and a nice tip as well because, a lot of times they're not expecting that. And they say that maybe some of the advanced apps they can, and they can reject a ride before it gets there. Because I said where I was going, but he didn't know, and he stuck it through. So props to that guy, and that company did a good job yesterday. Anyway, I'm home. I'm sleepy, but we're going to make it through. And, I'm not depressed. I should be with a lack of sleep, but I'm really not. I feel pretty considering what I went through last night. I'm feeling okay. I know I'm going to need a better night's sleep tonight. I will say that. But there is a question of depression. In our opening story tonight, Super Don, you sent this to me earlier, could depression be an immune response to stress? A new study suggests an answer. Okay. Now, they're asking, it's sort of a chicken and egg question because they weren't sure before this, and now maybe they are a little more sure. You know, are you depressed and that causes you to have a weakened immune system, or is your immune system weak and you're depressed? Now, in this case, they're arguing that stress is, in fact, the causative agent more than the result. And I would tend to agree. And I would ask you this question. If you've been under a lot of stress for quite inordinate, not normal, like we all have stress, right? There are points in times where you're like, oh, my gosh. Do you have an experience, Super Don, that you're like, I better be careful? Because in the past, when I've been this stressed out, I end up, not well shortly thereafter. Something happens. You know what I'm saying?
As I got older, yes. I experienced that more. And it could be, various things, whether it could be migraine headaches.
Mm-hmm.
I got cold sores there for a long time. I haven't, there knock on wood, for a long time, probably because, heck, I haven't really been stressed much.
No.
Not
as bad as it's been. Right.
Cool.
Yeah, you've been in intense stress. We all have. It's part of life, right?
Yeah.
And, part of it also, I would hope that you're taking your selenium, the things that, we need to do here, the organic greens. All of these things help us to counteract the stress, because what does stress do? It depletes the immune system. How does it do it? Well, it robs your body of minerals, but it also alters your microbiome. These are things we've been talking about for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, they're talking about these clues linking inflammation and depression because a lot of studies are happening over the past decade. They acknowledge it. That's what we read and we report. But finally, a mainstream source like Forbes goes, hey, look what we found. Like, y'all are 10 years late to the party. But that's true of much of the mainstream media. We're happy when they cover it, but I'm not going to give them props for being there first. So the latest study says that they genetically manipulate. You love the way they do this. Genetically manipulate particular immune receptors in the brain. All right, so they control how the brain reacted to stress. And then they allowed the mice brains to be affected by repeated bouts of stress, but they weren't able to respond to it. The immune response would or would not trigger the cytokines. That's a fancy way of saying immune markers, right? Let's just say that inflammatory markers, right? These cytokines. Cytokine storms, you hear about that with influenza, things like that. I mean, massive immune cells just flooding. So they know an immune response triggered the release of cytokines. Okay? So the inflammatory response, they say, in turn, led to the atrophy and impaired response of neurons in the medial prefrontal cortex, part of the brain's executive control center, causing depressive behavior. In other words, again, they tried to do it in English now. I'm trying to get this forward. Speak some English. They were able to observe a series of falling dominoes. I kind of like the way they said this, Super Don. They made it really easy to understand. A series of falling dominoes starting with stress, leading to inflammation, leading to depression, all playing out through immune response in the brain. Again, they're not focusing so much on the gut here, but the reality is there's a pathway that precedes the brain. Everybody says, brain first, brain first, brain. No, it's, you know, the emotions, the toxins, all of these things impacting all the cells, and then the brain manifests something, as they're saying here, depression. Although depression isn't only in the brain, as I say, gut, but they're not going to the gut here. I don't want to throw it out totally because I'm fascinated when they identify pathways. But the reality is if you're under a lot of stress, it can lead to inflammation, that could lead to depression. But it can also, when we think of depression, I don't think of just a mental state. I think of depression of the immune system itself. You are utilizing it. You are stressing it and therefore depleting it if you don't know what's going on. And Superdon, you mentioned cold sores. Cold sores. How about shingles, which is another of the herpetic virus scenarios, manifesting in a very painful way, much worse than a simple cold sore. But that often follows an intensive, stressful episode. You haven't been sleeping. You haven't been taking, you know, I've got to take extra selenium now just because of my schedule. When you're through that, to kind of shore it up, also take a little bit more of the beta-1-3-D glucan from Better Way Health to modulate your immune system, especially when you're going through these stressful episodes. It needs that much more support. So that's another thing I got to do extra of today before I forget. So Superdon, remind me before the show, take some more beta-glucan.
Beta-glucan.
Yep.
Yes.
I've been spraying the Sovereign Silver right through the trip, so I'm pretty good so far, but I realize I've got to be careful because there's a lot of transition coming up, and I don't want to fall prey to what I should know better than. But I didn't have control over the trip, the way it went. The trip was great. I was elated, so happy with the people I interacted with. There was a lot of gratitude expressed, and I was just feeling the love. And then, of course, the trip goes crazy, and I just got to find a way to roll with it once again because I had no control. You just got to laugh. I had to laugh. Like, really? We landed safely. I got home safely. No harm, no foul. Just need a little bit of rest. So, Super Don, anything you want to add on this study?
No, I just think, you know, these types of stories always grab my attention because I think it's fascinating how far we've come, even though they're always like a few years behind the stuff that we talk about.
Yeah.
You know, they end up catching up with us eventually. But it always fascinates me how today we're talking about things like stress, immune system, and depression all in the same sentence. Mm-hmm. Because there was a time where those things were completely separated from it, and they were foreign to each other as far as what people's understanding was. You know, how could depression have anything to do with your immune system? That doesn't make any sense. It's really cool where they come.
Yeah, well, listen, they all catch up eventually, and then we keep going. Or, as Jerry Doyle once said, Robert, what are you going to do now? They figured out that fat is good for you? Well, no, there's still a lot of people saying it's bad for you, as we cover. So, Jerry, thanks, but there's still a lot to talk about. But appreciate all of the thoughts. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got massive questions of the day coming off of the Faith, Hope, and Cancer documentary. So I'm going to answer some of them next as well.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1-3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm cranking it up. Oh, I'm cranking it down now. I can hear it. Okay, it was coming in hot to my ears. I'm thinking that y'all were hearing it on YouTube going, ah, what's that screaming? No, it's just the Robert Scott Bell Show and rock and roll bumper music. Thanks to Super Don.
Judas Priest, man.
That's a little bit of Judas
you
Priest.
Yeah. Listen, you cannot play Judas Priest low.
You can't do that.
It has
you have to,
be to
crank
loud.
It up.
It's got to be loud. If you play, if you don't play it loud, then... I know there's some kind of penalty of some sort. I don't know what
it is. I guess I'm just in the mood for a lullaby at this point, maybe. You know, like...
Oh, no.
No lullaby just yet? All right. Well, how about instead of a lullaby, we'll go with one of these.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, let's go with that first question of the day. This one's coming from Becky. Becky says, why are more and more alternative doctors saying all silver builds up in the body? I am very serious in need of help. Systemic candida throughout the body. All right, Becky. First part of your question, I don't know why more and more alternative doctors are saying silver builds up in the body. Maybe because they're not researching the issue of silver as a ubiquitous trace element in food, water, milk, etc. Maybe they don't understand the pathways of excretion within 24 to 48 hours or via the liver, phase 2 conjugation, selenium-dependent pathway, the production of metallothionines and glutathione, binding, excreting, and then out through the colon of solid waste. I think it's like 0.06%. is urinated out. It pays a fraction, if any, is really coming out through the urinary system. So why are they, if this is true, Becky, that you're saying that, then more and more alternative doctors are completely ignorant of the science of silver. Now, I will say this as a caveat around silver, is that I'm not arguing that any and all silver can be ingested without accumulation. Okay, so paint a little asterisk on there and go, okay, what's he talking about? Well, if you're making colloidal silver at home, you don't have pharmaceutical-grade purified water. You don't have 5/9 pure silver electrodes. You don't have the ability to protect it from light, heat, electromagnetic interference, oxygen, etc., to alter whatever is produced. Maybe you purposefully put salt in the water because some of these units say put salt in the water to start making the colloidal silver, and then you end up making compounds. Large agglomerations. These are humongous boulders relative to what we talk about with hydrosol technology. And that may be arguably some form of silver that would be least likely to be easily excreted. So, I'm not going to be totally yelling at alternative doctors. We just have to delineate, differentiate, distinguish. Are there any other good D words I could use here, Super Don? I'm just pulling them out of my sleepy head right now.
Donut. No, I don't know.
We have to go again. What's in the hole of the donut? That silver's too big! So, folks, I'm not saying that it can accumulate. It doesn't. But we know that the vast majority of it, taken in a safe low concentration, and, you know, if you're doing 10 parts per million, even if you did 7 doses a day of the hydrosol, you're not exceeding the 350 microgram daily reference dose according to the Environmental Protection Agency. If you took a 250 part per million silver protein, which is the only way you can throw that much silver into water, make it sort of colloidal, it's colloidal protein, you have a salt in the protein, you have silver in an inactive state, only working through dissociating ions. Whereas the hydrosol, it's all there. But at 250 part per million, the first teaspoon is over the critical dose. Over the critical dose. Not the 350 microgram, we're talking about 1150 or so micrograms. So again, the dose matters, the form matters, the energy, particles, all of that matters for excretion. Now, to answer your question of systemic candida, it is the silver aloe protocol. 1 to 2 ounces of the silver hydrosol mixed with the same amount of aloe vera juice 3 times a day on an empty stomach. You will do probiotics at night. You can also do the candida formulas from Dr. King's, right? King Bio, you know that. You can also do extra selenium, which I think is also very important. But the homeopathics are great. And you can take additional doses sublingually if you need to for systemic immune benefit. The sublingual absorption means it's going to go through the lymph and the blood directly, not through the gut. If you're having to tamp it down in the gut, then we deliver it with aloe vera past the stomach into the gut. And that is how you do it, Becky. Homeopathically as well. Now, if there's a high mercury burden in your system, obviously you're going to have to bring up the selenium levels, 100% whole food. You can reach out to my friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. You get the selenium, the chromium, the silicon, all the whole food stuff. Even I think he even has sovereign silver there. So there you go. Hopefully that's helpful to you, Becky. And don't worry, I wouldn't have been giving it to my children if it was going to turn them blue either. And they've never had an antibiotic. Yeah, thanks in large part to the silver hydrosol. All right, folks, we got more. Yes, more. Count them, at least 2 intense questions. Maybe 3 or 4 because Dr. Batar's got at least 1 coming for advanced medicine later in the show. Go to robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically 1 few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Have doctors caught up? Finally caught up with the Robert Scott Bell Show. Film at 11. No, we've got another story we'll talk about with Dr. Bittar later. They are catching up, or are they? Pediatricians of all things. And they are so cognitively dissonant. It is, I'd say ridiculous, not be the kind thing to say. But we'll get to it. They acknowledge it on one hand. On the other hand, they completely disavow any knowledge of it. That's cognitive dissonance. Okay? We'll talk about it next hour with Dr. Rasha Bittar. We do have some more questions of the day. Is anybody feeling bad for me because I didn't get any sleep? Anybody going, oh, Robert, you should be sleeping. You shouldn't do a show. I don't hear that at all. Like, just keep saying. Keep talking. No, Superdon's certainly not saying it.
I'm looking through the chat room here, trying to find any sympathy. Yeah. I don't
no
see any.
At all. It's like,
no
what I got to do? What I put out 6 days a week. The best. No rest. No, that's Superdon. I get rest. I probably sleep more than he does, but just not last night. That's all. Here we are. Let's see. I'm looking at all these comments and Hi-Ho Silver. Perfect. Yes. All right, let's go back to the questions of the day. I am like a little bit bored of myself. So let's see what we can come up with from y'all asking the questions. This next question is from Robin. Do we know if Robin is a girl or a boy? Do we know, Superdon?
Let's see.
Give me some insight into this.
Really?
Yeah.
No indication.
So we've got a gender neutral Robin here. Apparently not going along with the idea that there are two genders, not three or more. Robin, you know, the reason I say this is because I have a cousin, first cousin named Robin in England. And this is a question out of the UK, apparently. My cousin.
You could use a gender neutral pronoun if you'd like.
You're going to have to help me with that. I don't do that very well.
Well, it would either be, instead of she, it would be Z.
No.
Or instead of her, it would be Zer.
Or they. I heard it. Sometimes they say they. Or them. Well, I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
Robin.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to say, in this case, my cousin Robin is a male. But I'm going to, for the sake, unless this Robin gets back to me and lets me know, you're a girl. Okay? Just deal with it. Okay? Robin, the girl from the United States. Hi, Robert. I talked to you on your radio show once at your invitation because my question interested you. Oh. Okay. I have just been listening to you on Trevor's, I guess it was the documentary film, Health, Faith, Hope, and Cancer. And I mentioned the importance of buying natural selenium. Well, no, I didn't use... Did I use the word natural? If I did, I wanted to use the word
100% whole food. I think the term would be whole food. Right. Yeah.
Because natural, at least in the United States, is not regulated or defined really well. So it's not accurate to say natural, right? They'll say, oh, it's natural. But they'll use MSG. Oh, it's natural. No, I'm not buying that. It's got to be 100% whole food selenium. Robin, says, please, would you mind giving me a heads up there? Presently, I use selenomethionine from a UK company or Seleno XL from Healthy Origins in the US. I don't know that one, I don't think. Sometimes I use sodium selenite. No, sodium selenite typically, but not recently. I really value your advice as I know your research is impeccable. Well, that's very kind of you to say. I mean, I'm not the only guy researching this stuff. You understand, we have a group of people, Super Don, that research for me. I just show up and it's all done.
Am I a group? Is that what you're saying? A group?
Well, your gender group. Group. Yeah, gender.
Oh,
group.
I'm they.
You're
I'm them.
Them. No, what I'm saying, Robin, is that, you know, a lot of years I've been doing this. And I can't say, oh, it's me only. I mean, we rely on each other. You know, you have sources that you begin to find that are trustworthy, that do the right thing. And then there are others you find over time. You know what? I'm going to take whatever that guy or gal says with a grain of salt. There might be some truth in it. Let's find it. But it's not going to work for us. And, you know, that's kind of like natural supplements, like sodium selenite or selenomethionine. I'm not saying that those substances, forms of selenium, don't exist anywhere in nature. But I'm saying that when you eat food that has selenium in it, it is not an isolate like that. That is not how it is found. And so it is so important to have 100% whole food selenium that occurs in, you know, multiple forms within that, that in that way you can utilize all of it, waste none of it, and metabolize properly so there's not a selenotoxicity associated with the isolate form, the synthetic variety. And that's where you get the bad news about selenium that you read about. Oh, they say don't take too much selenium. Because when we talk about taking 200, 400, 600, 800, 1,000, 1,200 micrograms of selenium, some doctors and even natural people freak out. They're like, oh, you got poison. Well, no, we're not using a synthetic isolate. It's a difference maker. So in America, we defer to the innate response formulas. You can get that. I mentioned earlier, JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com. He'll probably ship them to England if you can. ChooseToBeHealthy.com. And I said it really fast. ChooseToBeHealthy.com. For those of you that still want to be back in the European Union, that don't like Brexit, I just said it slow for you. I hope that's not Robin. I hope Robin's for instance.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You got to get some fan mail. You got to get some hate mail from England occasionally. So we play both sides for them. So the selenium innate response, if you go to the health food stores or you look online and you can get it, there's also a selenium from Mega Food, which is a sister company, same company basically, although they have one with E because the wrong science says you have to have E when it tends to work against it, not for it. So you don't need the E. But that they just played it wrong. Anyway, but the selenium is what we do. So I'm hoping that's helpful to you, Robin, and I'll leave it at that. Do you have anything more to say, Super D?
No, I think that pretty much wraps it up.
Okay, we got another question here. This one's from Susan. And I think I know Susan's a woman. Hold on, I want to hold my nose. Wait. All gone. Got this hankering to sneeze suddenly, and there's no sun to look at.
Okay.
I was like, wait, what is that? No, don't do that.
I thought you were holding your nose to determine what gender Susan was.
No, I didn't. No, that was definitely not.
All right.
I don't think you can... Is there a scratch and sniff? I don't even want to go there. That's not good. That's not good. If I smell you later, you heard that. No, that's not where we're going. Robert, she says, watch your video segment on faith, hope, and cancer. Received uterine cancer diagnosis early 2018. Surgery in March to remove my uterus. So we definitely know Susan was a woman. She now has her fallopian tubes gone. Ovaries gone. Two lymph nodes, gone. The cancer had metastasized to her lungs, and she said she's going to receive her final infusion of chemo at the month's end, July 2018. By the way, listen, all the best for you, Susan. I it hurts me to hear what you've been through, what you're still going through. And I hope and pray that you've been doing the selenium, for instance, that we've talked about here for years, and the chromium. To protect your liver and your cells, both of those. And the silicon? Yes, silicon. Because the connective tissue is critical. And strengthening connective tissue has everything to do with silicon levels in your body. So that metastasis is not easy to happen. But she says, Susan says, that cancer had metastasized to the lungs. So, tumors are diminishing, disappearing, she says. However, I realize cancer cells will continue to lurk from metastasis, and I want to obliterate them, she says. Grateful to you for sharing your thoughts on how to accomplish this through homeopathy, Susan. All right. Super Don, you know what? This woman has suffered enough, don't you think? I mean, I don't want to pile on, but, you know, the language here is interesting. She wants to obliterate the cancer cells, and she's gone to great lengths to do that or outright remove them and many of her body parts. And now she says she wants to accomplish the same thing with homeopathy. Homeopathy doesn't obliterate anything. It's the furthest thing from obliteration. Homeopathy, of course, works with your body to help it to do what it's designed by God to do. You don't have a lot of body parts. The body parts were not the cause of cancer. What have you done to address the reason why cancer manifested in your body? Now, we're going to talk about uterine issues soon, with Dr. Bitar, because there can be emotional causes for cancer as well as toxins associated from food, water, and air that contribute. Even emotional abuse issues, which we'll cover. But if you're going to do homeopathy, there are a lot of remedies that, in fact, there's a chemo cleanse. I hope it's still available from Dr. King's. It's a detoxifying agent that helps to follow on the intense poisoning that has occurred because the idea or mindset, obliterate the cancer, blow it up. Burn it, remove it, forcefully, viciously, and then you hope you survive that onslaught. Now that you've been through this, you're going to have to really pump up the selenium, the chromium, the silicon, and other things that have been depleted from your body because the treatment of destruction, the allopathic mindset of destroy cancer at all costs as opposed to asking the question, why is it there in the first place? What can we remove that doesn't need to be there that causes it? What can we give the body that isn't there that it needs to prevent it, reverse it? Again, I say this, selenium, 7-8 times right here in America. Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, appears with me each and every Thursday. He's beaten the FDA back, brutally beaten the FDA back. In court, no violence, in court. Because he wanted to fight for the freedom of the people to know that selenium prevents, cures, reverses cancer, and it does, in the right form, the right dosage level. But you can't say it. if you're in a store that sells it. You can't hang on the science. You say cancer cures right here. Look, selenium. Freedom of speech doesn't exist in America when it comes to healing without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery. So, Super Don, in your case, by the way, did you say the chemo cleanse is available still? You found it?
Yeah, you can actually go over to Dr. King's website, to drkings.com. It is available on the website.
All right, Susan, well, don't wait around and just get that immediately. And remember, by taking selenium and trace minerals, it does not counteract the effects of chemo on cancer cells. It would only protect your healthy cells, that which you have remaining. It seems like you've removed a lot of them. And remember, reducing the size of a tumor is not the same thing as curing cancer. You can target a tumor for destruction, but has nothing to do with the underlying cause. And that's where you got to look in deep and go get, you know what? I don't have, is it here? Well, it's laying down, but I'll show you next hour. I'll show you the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, the things that Dr. Bitar wrote about. There's emotional toxicity, spiritual toxicity. We talk economic, political. I mean, there's physical toxicity. All of these things play a huge role in the manifestation of cancer. So, Susan, I wish you all the best in your recovery. Anything to do to strengthen your immune system? Yeah, I would do the silver. Yeah, I would do the CBD. Yeah, the selenium. Yeah, the beta-glucan. None of these things are contraindicated for chemo. Chemo is contraindicated for chemo. Often chemo is contraindicated for life. But in your case, Susan, we're only wishing you the best, okay? And I appreciate you asking the question. Hopefully that's helpful to you. If you have a follow-up, send it my way. Go to robertscottbell.com, and we'll review it, get it on the air as soon as we are able. We're not done with questions. We got a big one related to Lyme disease and liver. And we're going to ask Dr. Bitar about that next hour. But first and foremost, should we now jump on the diet soda bandwagon and begin to drink it? Question, based on a new study. We're going to answer it for you after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, one of the first things I did in my homeopathic career was respond to, as I learned more about the chemical overflow, so to speak, the synthetic chemistry of the 20th century, was the danger of aspartame. Right, the aspartame, NutraSweet, NutraPoison, AminoSweet, whatever they call it, it's just as toxic. And you know, I talked homeopathically about how we would counteract that, because you can actually take a substance, convert it via serial dilution and succussion into you know, that counter substance, so to speak, to help alert the body, deal with that. Of course, we know the breakdowns. If I can remember them as sleepy as I am today, 86 degrees Fahrenheit, aspartame will break down into its subcomponents. Right, you got methanol, which is wood alcohol. Let's see, what else have I got? You got formaldehyde, which, as you know, is embalming fluid. You have formic acid, which is the chemical equivalent to ant sting. Right, and when an ant bites you or stings you, and you have that burning, excruciating pain, that's formic acid. Homeopathically, we have a remedy, formica rufa. Right, that's an appropriate counteract, if you will. You can do apis as well, but the formica rufa. So then there's DKP, which I'm not even going to try. Even I can barely pronounce the three letters. DKP, which is known to cause brain tumors. Okay? And so that alone should be enough for anybody to, you know, let's close the book on that artificial sweetener. How is it even on the market? Right? And then you applaud Coca-Cola and PepsiCo company for going, we have a form of stevia, which is a synthetic form of stevia, instead of getting the organic variety or growing your own, right? So now they're coming out with, well, we can't throw diet soda out just yet, even though it probably can remove pain. They're saying, get this, Super Don, I cannot believe you're making me read this. Diet soda linked to reduced colon cancer death. Yes, that's right.
Dude, they finally did it. They finally figured out how to cure cancer. It's diet soda.
Well, you know what? They could argue that this is a new form of chemotherapy. Maybe that that could explain it, right? Like, it's so toxic that even the cancer cells can't survive it.
This is a real honest-to-God study. This comes out of Yale, I believe.
Who paid for it, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's an interesting thing, and I attempted to try and figure it out. Mm-hmm. And from what I could see, it was a bunch of ABC organizations having to do with cancer. But with that said, what they did was they did a study of, I think it was like 1,000 people, 1,000 colon cancer patients, and they had them fill out a questionnaire type of thing about the food that they ate after they had colon cancer, and asked them about the consumption of more than 130 foods and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
They then tracked their cancer recurrence and the patient's death rates for about 7 years. Now, the conclusion that they came to with this study was that people who drank diet soda, they answered diet soda among the 130 things that they answered about food and drink that they ate and drank.
Mm-hmm.
It said that they noticed that the people who drank diet soda had less of a reoccurrence of colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, based on that alone, they put out a headline that diet soda is linked to, and this is the stuff that it infuriates me.
Right.
Because they say diet soda linked to reduced colon cancer death. Now, here's the problem with this study. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's observational. So you're relying 100% on what people recall or what they said they did. Number two, it does not take into account any other lifestyle factors whatsoever with these people. Okay? What they ate, how they lived, their exercise, how much sun they got, you know, whether they were also eating Twinkies or not. You know, I mean, it didn't take into account anything. Just, hey, these people drank diet soda. Look, they didn't get cancer. You can't connect the two, and there definitely is not a link. And I think it's so irresponsible for these people to put these types of headlines out, because now what are people going to do? Now they're going to go, oh, diet soda, it's good for me. It'll keep you from getting cancer.
Right. Don't think so. Not if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know better. Folks, we got upcoming events, and they're in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The Cancer Prevention Convention is going to be an incredible day-long event, the 19th of August in Dearborn, Michigan. The Trinity Conference, Health Freedom Expo Renewed, Trinity Live, September 22nd, 23rd, Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. We'll have to get Dr. David J. Pesek back on to promote this year's event. It's going to be great. October 19th through 22nd in Orlando, Florida. We'll be back for that. We'll be back after the news with Dr. Asha Bitarna and some advanced medicine, simply because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.